الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والذين جاهدوا فينا لنهدينهم سبلنا سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون والسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. One of the great mercies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that He rewards us for returning back that which He had provided to begin with. One of the great mercies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon us is that He rewards us for returning back that which He provided to begin with. And subhanAllah, if we just reflect on this, it really highlights how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has just created every opportunity for us in the world and how little is required of us in the context of the amazing reward that's provided. I'll give you an example, and I shared this earlier today, but you know, I'll repeat it because it's worth repeating. Let's say that you were a student in a college physics class. And the teacher says to you that there is going to be a final exam next week. And then the teacher gives you the final exam, and when you get the final exam, it has 15 questions, but every question is already answered. Every question is already answered. So you write your name on the exam, you turn the page, you turn the page, you turn the page, you turn the page, every single question is already answered, and it's the answers are perfect. It's basically the answer key. All we have to do, or all the student has to do, is write their name on the exam, hand it back. So you would look back at that class, and you would say, that was a joke. Right, that was just an absolute, people would walk out of that exam saying it was not even an exam, it was a joke. Why? Because they gave everything. All I was supposed to do was write my name on it and turn it back into the teacher. And when they grade it, of course I'm going to get an A. It's already, all the answers are there and the teacher already provided everything that was needed. So we would look upon that as an absolute joke, and we would blame anybody who failed that completely on that person. You know, if somebody didn't show up to the, if so, let's just say, the only way you could really fail that class would be to not show up, correct? That would be the only way. Either you don't show up, or you just turn your head away and don't write your name on the exam. In either case, we would say, what's wrong with you? What's wrong with you? This teacher made it so easy for you. All you had to do was show up, and all you had to do was write your name on the top of that sheet and hand it back in, and it was a guaranteed A. What were you thinking? SubhanAllah, that is the exact situation that we find ourselves in with deen. Look, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provides everything that we have. Everything that we have. And then asks us to give a little bit of time and a little bit of our wealth. And if a person gives a little bit of time and a little bit of wealth, they essentially succeed in deen. For example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provides us with our abilities. He provides us with our intellect. He provides us with our opportunities. He created us. He keeps us. He maintains us. There's billions of chemical reactions occurring at any second in the human body. All of them are completely running on autopilot. because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala designed everything in that way. It could have been that I should sit here all day and manage, micromanage all the cells in my body. You go here and you go here and you go here. And then when you're here, you need to do this reaction and that reaction. And I'm turning this switch and I'm turning that switch. We could have been created that way. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made everything on autopilot. The entire universe is on autopilot. Nobody has to ask for the sun to rise in the morning. Nobody has to ask for the sun to set at night. Everything has totally been set for us. The whole stage has been set for us. The entire creation has been created for us. And the only thing we're asked to do is to take a little bit of what Allah provides and put our name on top of it and return it back to Him. Like, for example, you know, I mentioned we're going to have a zakah seminar, right? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted us the ability, granted us the minds, granted us the faculty, granted us healthy bodies, granted us all of the opportunities that are around us. And then we take a tiny bit of what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provided. We give a little bit of what's extra. By the way, you know, zakah is not like everything that you make. Zakah is spend everything you want to spend, do whatever you have to do. And then if you have a little bit of whatever you're saved, you have to give two and a half cents out of every dollar, which is like minimal. Minimal. If I asked you for 2 pennies, you know, from a dollar, it's nothing. 2.5 pennies. So we put our name on that, and it basically was Allah's. We didn't do anything. It's not like Allah said, you go make, you create this thing and then you give this. It's provided to us. Whatever is provided to us, we return the same thing back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with a reward, accepts it from us, blesses us, and provides us 700 times the benefit. 700 times the benefit, according to Quran, when a person gives sadaqah. 700 times. There's another hadith, which you know I shared this morning as well, or this afternoon. It's in Muslim, Sahih Muslim, in which the Prophet ﷺ is speaking about sadaqah and mentions that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He accepts, if someone provides something good, and then there's a clause in this hadith that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only accepts what's good, because Allah is, you know, that's the nature of our deen. The Prophet ﷺ said that if an individual provides a date in sadaqah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts it with His right hand. Now, of course, that's a metaphorical analogy, which we're not going to get into that at this point, but the point being that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, the Prophet ﷺ says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts it with His right hand. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala nurtures it. It's very interesting. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala nurtures that date such that the one date becomes like a mountain. Like a mountain. And then the example is given in the same way that you nurture your animals. For example, a baby horse is born, and then somebody who's farming takes care of the horse and allows it to grow into an adult. So the same way we watch over our livestock, or in our case, you know, in our homes, our children, and we cause them to grow. In the same way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts this date of sadaqah in His right hand, nurtures it, causes it to grow, and eventually becomes a mountain. Now, put the whole thing into context. Where did the date come from? We didn't create the date. Nobody's creating a date. The date, the biological mechanisms that are necessary to create a date or to produce a date are all contingent upon the blessings of Allah and are completely not contingent upon us. I mean, we do very little. Allah provides the ground. Allah provides the plant from which the other plant comes. Allah provides the sun, which is a necessary ingredient. Allah provides the rain. Allah, you know, provides all of the complex chemical reactions that are necessary for growth and development and for that date to be produced. Now somebody picks that date. You know, yes, they had to maintain it, some minimal efforts required, but basically somebody picks that date. They take that same date that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one that caused it to grow, and they give that date in sadaqah. Allah accepts the same thing that He gave to the person, accepts it in His right hand, nurtures it, causes it to grow, makes it a mountain, and returns it back to the person on the day of judgment. You know, it would be like, the example would be even more than what I gave. You know, like I gave you the test example, right? This is the, what's the challenge? What's the challenge if the test comes with all the answers on it? The only thing that the person has to do is make an intention and hand the test back with their name on it. That's exactly the way we find ourselves. Allah provides us with tawfiq, Allah provides us with ability, Allah provides us with opportunity, Allah provides us with knowledge, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaches us how to work, you know, provides the opportunity to learn how to worship Him, and all we do is make an intention. And by making an intention, we take that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave, we apply it, we acknowledge it, we return it back to Allah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala multiplies it, gives it back to us. For what? So that he can re-accept it so that a person can be entered into Jannah. SubhanAllah. It's like, you know, you take a physics test, the teacher takes the test from you, you know, all the answers are there, you write your name on it, the teacher takes the test back from you and then says, I'm going to photocopy this test and hand it to all of your teachers for the rest of your time at the university, you're done. That's like it's not even an appropriate example. It's just a way of understanding the depth of Allah's mercy. So where's the challenge? The challenge is, the only thing that has to be appreciated here is to be cognizant of Allah's mercy. In every interaction, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is merely trying to provide for us an opportunity to appreciate His infinite mercy upon us. So if there's a failing, it's our failing. We haven't leveraged the opportunities that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has provided for us. We haven't appreciated how easy Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made this deen. We haven't, you know, shown up and written our name on the test. So this applies, by the way, in every single aspect of our deen. All we're doing in every case is returning that which Allah gave to us to begin with. All the challenges in life. In fact, you know, it's in the Quran, إِنَّ اللَّهَ اشْتَرَى مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ أَنفُسَهُمْ وَأَمْوَالَهُمْ بِأَنَّ لَهُمُ الْجَنَّةِ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has purchased from the believers their lives and their wealth in exchange for Jannah. And that's it's not even a fair bargain. It's to our advantage, multiple fold. It's to our advantage, multiple fold. So we are a people who should appreciate, like we spoke about in detail last week, we should appreciate the opportunities that Allah provides for us. We should recognize where those opportunities come from. We should realize that everything is from Allah and that Allah has made this entire paradigm so easy for us, and it's all designed for our success. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq to be able to appreciate His infinite mercies upon us. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us amongst those who are able to attach our name to the opportunities that He places before us. Wa akhiru ta'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.